Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have some breaking news this hour. The Pentagon is reporting there's been a large explosion outside Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. The Abbey Gate at the airport is where the explosion took place. The White House was warning of an imminent threat hours ago and warned everyone around the Kabul Airport to leave the area. An offshoot of ISIS called ISIS-K, the K being their province in Afghanistan, was the group identified with the early warning. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster tells Fox News what he thinks is the new power structure in Kabul.
Siraj Haqqani is the number two person in the Taliban, the military commander who just put together this massive campaign. He is in charge of security in Kabul now, and what the Haqqani network does is provide a bridge between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Those two organizations are completely intertwined.
Again, there's been an explosion outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good news for Social Security recipients. Your cost of living increase will be the greatest in 40 years. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With the direction of U.S. politics heading down a road we've never seen before, there are some that can no longer sit on the sidelines. One such person is a household name from his gridiron days. Herschel Walker has announced his intentions to become Georgia's next senator. Mr. Walker tells Fox News he can no longer sit on the sidelines.
When people say Herschel is not of Georgia, I've said, no, I owe everything to Georgia. I owe everything things to Wrightsville, Georgia, everything to my parents, but mostly to the state of Georgia, because whatever I've done, the state of Georgia has gotten behind me right now. And right now, it is very typical that this state have a conservative like myself to get in Washington and let the people know this country is going down the drain unless we stand up. You know, young people out there, you know, I was like you. Sometimes I stayed on the sideline. I didn't vote. You know, I just figured this is not going to touch me. But right now, I'm telling you what's happening right now. You got to wake up. Wake up and say, I got to get into this game. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to get into this game. And I'm going to say, guys, this is not the America I grew up in. This is not the America I want to be a part of. We are a great country. So quit trying to divide us. Quit trying to separate us, because we're together. This is the reason we're the greatest country in the world, is we have people that come together. And what I want to do is bring the people together. I want to go to Washington and try to, you know, get people together so we can get things done for this country, get things done for the people. Things are just getting ridiculous, and you can't do it. We can't live like this.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
We will stand for truth, stand and be a light. Stand for whatever things are good and right. And if we're falling, it's to our knees.
Christ. It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Everything's right there. I mean, including the archive of all these great guests that we're able to bring to you. We're just so blessed. And look at download, absolutely free. Listen at your own convenience, because we're givers. We're not even going to charge you one dime, okay? Well, one of Christian music's most beloved voices, Natasha Owens, has a new studio album called Stand. The new album was produced by Grammy-nominated and multiple Dove Award winner Ian Eskelin, and Natasha joins us now. Natasha, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations on Stand. There's so much to talk about here, but before we get into the music and you know, all the experiences, because you know it is when you go to the studio, it comes with experiences, doesn't it?
Yes, my music completely revolves around my testimony, and they just work hand in hand, and there's just so much to tell. I've been in the years and have a massive testimony by this point.
Yeah, well, and for you, in a sense, it started with something so tragic 7 years ago with the death of your father. You know, tell our audience what happened.
Well, in 2010, my dad was cleaning his guns, and it went off and hit him in the heart. He just was sitting at the table in the wrong position, and he passed away within moments. And life as I knew it was gone. I had punched the pause button and tried to be strong for my family, and I delayed my grief too long. And on the year mark, I started down spiraling. I started questioning why. And 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get that answer. And I got very angry at God. And Proverbs says that we have the power of life and death in our tongue. And I spoke anger, and that became a battlefield of my mind, because that became what my thoughts were about. And it wasn't long that I was on a road to suicide, where the enemy had convinced me that the world would be a better place without me. But God is so good, and he crossed my path at the perfect time and gave me a way out and saved my life.
Mm-hmm. And that's his promise, that he will not let us be tempted beyond that which we can bear. And with it, each temptation, there is a way out. And you realized the fulfillment of that promise, didn't you?
I did. You know, he showed up in the most illogical way. You know, into our human mind, we always think it's not the right time to step out like Peter did and trust God, that this is the moment that he's going to save you. And 6 months into my depression, my pastor called and said, I need you to step up and be our music minister. And I said, I have no time. Everything's going to this depression. I can't get out of bed every day. And if I had something, I'd give it to my family and my kids. Mm-hmm. So he kept calling, and he kept calling, and he called on a day, and he said, I just don't want you to say one word. I want you to listen. And I feel like this is your last lifeline. And he said, I have two questions for you. Are you tired of the way you're feeling? And I said, yes. And he said, do you feel like you have nothing to give? And I said, yes. And he said, well, I feel that if you just step out of your boat and focus on the Lord and what he's wanting to do, that he will give you healing as you're ministering to someone else. Mm-hmm. And I said yes before I realized I even said it. And that was a training ground for what I'm doing now. And it punched the pause button. It took me years to dig out of that hole. But from that point forward, I used tools like I would turn on music. I couldn't read my Bible or pray at that point. Mm-hmm. And I would turn on music and I would 60 seconds of listening to a worship song, I was out of bed and getting ready. And so I used that in order to get me going every day. And it was music that pulled me out. And I'm just so thankful. So I want to help people who are going through the same issues in life, whether it is depression or sickness or whatever. It's something that's faith shaking, goes through the same steps of grief. And I just want to be a light in the midst of that darkness.
Well, you know, with such wisdom from that pastor to, you know, get you out of the boat, as you say, because that's what happens sometimes. We get locked into a boat. We want this sense of security, and it becomes false security. And if we don't get out and step on the water, we'll never know. We'll just be consumed within the boat. I had a similar experience. It wasn't necessarily as dramatic, but there was something that was definitely causing depression. And I had a wise friend who told me, and we were going to have a Bible study, and he says, you need to come here and bring your guitar and lead us in worship. And I said, George, I just don't, you know, like you, you're totally spent. I mean, I was so spent that when, you know, I got to the part of the Lord's Prayer, my favorite prayer that I pray every day, and I get to that part, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'd had enough of God's kingdom and his will in my life. And I said, God, I'm not trying to offend you. Forgive me, but I've had enough. I need a break. You know, talk about hitting the pause button, right? But those two things were so instrumental. First of all, the realization I could be that honest with God, and he didn't, you know, toast me, you know, and just fry me on the spot. It was like, okay, I could be that honest with God, number one. And number two, that worship is healing, that in serving others, how God uses, you know, the service to the body as a healing agency, right?
Right. He's amazing, I tell you. He's absolutely amazing. And mental health will just absolutely wear you down. It makes you so tired that you just want to rest. You just want to feel that safety. But it's a false sense of security when you try to build it outside of God. When you try to numb it or drown it, everything leads to the road of suicide.
Right. Well, we realize that in your music, you know, there's themes of grief and heartbreak from your experience, but also redemption. I mean, it's throughout your music. I mean, this is something that God, our God, offers that no other God can offer, no other institution can offer: redemption.
Right.
Wow. Right?
That's right. You know, he is in the details of everything. In everyone's life, he completely orders our steps, and it's such a personal relationship with him. I didn't know it as I was starting out this journey, but I look back on the past 8 years, and each CD is a chapter of my recovery. The first one is making it through a trial from the beginning to the end. The second one is rising above, because rising above is different than actually making it through and just surviving. We have to turn around and help somebody else. And then my third project, Warrior, I finally felt like the third chapter of my recovery was overcoming and actually being a warrior for Christ and giving strength to others. And this new one is Stand, and it is a complete album of just overcoming and strength as well.
Right. And, of course, speaking of Warrior, you've been hosting Warrior events, right?
Yeah, these are women's conferences that we are eventually going to branch out to do men's and youth conferences as well. Just provide everything that a church needs. It's hard for them to plan a big event. And I believe that the female, that the mom and the wife is the glue that holds these families together. And if you can strengthen her and let her overcome and be empowered and live a victorious life in Christ, give her tools to help her do that. I feel like it strengthens the entire family. And that's our goal in these women's events, is just to strengthen the family as a whole.
Natasha Owens is with us, and we've got to go to break. I promise she'll be right back. Stay with us, and we'll be talking more about her new album, Stand.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am the song. I am the song. What comes against me is never gonna stand. Cause I've got my God as my defense. The great I am the song. I am the song.
just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And I'll tell you, it's real special to have Natasha Owens with us. We're going to be talking about her new album, Stand. Her life experiences, Natasha, for all that you've gone through, you know, the Bible says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. I've always maintained it's not necessarily about the exploits as much as it is knowing God. And you have, through your experience, been blessed to know God in mighty ways, haven't you?
I have. You know, he has always shown up at the perfect timing in my life. And I always have taken my broken pieces and made something of it, where I felt like I would never be the same as I used to be. I'm like that pot that has been broken, that now the pieces don't really come back completely together, but the light illuminates from the inside. I was dead for so long on the inside and suffered with depression. And now I feel like I'm not only victorious, but the joy of the Lord is back in my eyes. We have a thing here in Texas and in the South that says the smile reaches my eyes when I smile now.
Oh, wow. Thank God for that. And that presents a real special picture when you say, I love Southern expressions, huh? Our smile. I mean, now what we're going to have is we're going to have listeners, you know, hear you, and they're going to look in the mirror and see if their smile reaches their eyes. And that's an exercise. And there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Nothing wrong with that at all. That definitely brings back the positivity.
Yeah, and for all that you've experienced in terms of depression and your vulnerability, you know, to share that with others, that they may be lifted up, that they too, and that's your message, that you don't have to live with depression, do you?
You don't. And, you know, the old saying is, God will not give you too much that you can't bear. That's not necessarily the truth. There are things in life that are too much to bear, but he has a plan for us, and the plan is to give it to him. And that's very hard for us as humans to give it to someone else, give it to God, and be out of control of it. I want to control everything. And so, you know, that's something that if we can do that, he will show up in mighty, mighty ways and take that weight off of us. On the stage, one thing that I've been able to connect with people is that I'm just very real. What you see is what you get, right? And it took me decades to really understand God's love. And it's such an easy concept. I've come from religion and not necessarily a relationship with Christ, and that's what tossed me. And if you can look at the concept of his true agape love, there's nothing that you can do to cause him to love you any less or any more than he already does right now. You can disappoint him, but he will never stop loving you. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people feel guilty when they go through things like grief and big storms in their life because they don't act right and they feel like God is just going to come against them. But he's right there waiting for you to turn with open arms just to rest in him. And sometimes the churches don't help because it's very faith-based, of course. So they'll say, well, you just don't have enough faith, or you're not praying enough. Sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just the fact that you have to give it to God.
Well, she's one of Christian music's most beloved voices. Natasha Owens is with us. Natasha, you have had a heart out of your experience for you know, mental health awareness. I mean, this is something that is kind of kept in the background. We don't want to talk about it. And, you know, what you are doing is, you know, taking the veil off and putting it out there. And what a relief for people who are going, oh, you too? I thought I was the only one, right?
I know. People tend to think that they need to hide it. And it is. It's a stigma in society, especially in the Christian society, that we just don't deal with or don't want to talk about. And I will tell you one thing. There's sometimes it's a chemical imbalance. There's sometimes that you just need a little bit of help, and that's okay, whether it's temporary or more permanent. My father was a firm believer of, he worked for a pharmaceutical company, and my son was struggling with a learning difference and ADHD, and they wanted to put him on medicine, and yes, that's mental health again. And I was worried about that. And my dad said, you know, Tosh, you wouldn't hesitate to take a cholesterol pill or a blood pressure pill if it was your heart or something major. Can you imagine how he's feeling on the inside? Do something to make him feel better. And so I'm an advocate for sure that God can completely heal you. But until then, if you need a little help, there's no shame in that.
Right.
Get what you need.
Exactly. I mean, didn't God create, pharmaceuticals? I mean, he said he gave us the plants for healing. I mean, there are things there, that are available. So we pray for wisdom that whatever you would utilize to help you, get to that, get to that point and to be able to manage the burden, like Paul had. Paul had that, that burden that he could not get away. God saw it fit that, Paul should live with it. And it reminded Paul that in his weakness, he was strong. In God.
That's right. That's right. There's nothing wrong with that. He definitely gave us medicine and wisdom.
Right. Exactly. Now, in terms of, this Warrior album, and I want to talk in just a moment and talk more about Stand, but, when you are a warrior, that means that you're experienced in the battlefield, right? And so it's time to bring that to the forefront, realizing that, the war is on. It's happening. I mean, God said from the very beginning that it was not going to be easy, and that this is why he had given us the weapons of our warfare so that we could deal with the enemies in high places that were no doubt going to come and attack, those that he created and those that he called sons and daughters.
That's right. Being a warrior for Christ is tough sometimes. You're on the front lines of battle, spiritual warfare for sure, because the enemy would sure love to stop you. But, when you go through battle, you get what I call them war wounds. You get scars. And so many times people are so embarrassed of their scars, but those scars tell your testimony. And the scripture says we shall overcome by the word of our testimony. We have to be vulnerable and pull that Band-Aid back and show those scars of where we've been. And that motivates, it gives not only credit to God, but it motivates people that they can make it through that path too. You have to stand up and be a warrior for Christ and lead people, show them the way and empower them and strengthen them with the tools that they can get through every day a battle. And most of the time people are going through a battlefield of the mind. You conquer what's between your 2 years, you've won that war.
Yeah, without a doubt. A couple minutes left here, Natasha. Let's talk about Stand. What do you want the audience to gain from Stand, from listening to your music, listening to this album?
What inspired this album was I read a scripture in Isaiah 7:9 that said, if you do not stand firm on your faith, you will not stand at all. And it was in a time period where Virginia and New York were saying that, they put into law that you could kill babies to full-term abortions. And it stirred me. I read that scripture and I said, my God, the church needs to stand. They need to be a light in the midst of the darkness. They need to stand on a firm foundation that they have built. And they need to show and fight for the principles and the foundations of Christianity, of what we believe in. We've become very passive because we live in a very woke and politically correct atmosphere right now. But we need warriors to stand up. We need lions to stand up and show them this is the way of Christ. This is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. And but you can also do your message out of love as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and that's
exactly.
Something that's very hard for us to do. We want to fight these battles and there's no love attached to it. Jesus stood up for what he believed in, but he did everything out of love. So I want people to be encouraged to stand up and fight for what they believe in.
Amen. Natasha Owens has been our guest. Christian Music's most beloved voices. Her new album is Stand. All her information and this interview, of course, will be linked at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Natasha, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don't you know that you're perfect for me?
Nobody wants to to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have some breaking news this hour. The Pentagon is reporting there's been a large explosion outside Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. The Abbey Gate at the airport is where the explosion took place. The White House was warning of an imminent threat hours ago and warned everyone around the Kabul airport to leave the area. An offshoot of ISIS called ISIS-K, the K being their province in Afghanistan, was the group identified with the early warning. Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster tells Fox News what he thinks is the new power structure in Kabul.
Siraj Haqqani is the number two person in the Taliban, the military commander who just put together this massive campaign. He is in charge of security in Kabul now, and what the Haqqani network does is provide a bridge between Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Those two organizations are completely intertwined.
Again, there's been an explosion outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey, like we say, go out and quit looking. Go be it. Go be a revival of one. Why not? Go make a difference. That's our prayer. You know, for all of us, at 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez, and with us now is the comedian Nazareth, who is, we've always known, Nazareth, that comedy and laughter is great medicine, is something that God has blessed us with. But, you know, what people don't understand about you and what I've known about you through, I think I first met you in Los Angeles years ago at KKLA. You'd come to the studios and entertained us, and there's just something just so precious about you. But you're not only a comedian, but you're a comedian with a purpose and a deep purpose that serves beyond the comedy that you serve up to get people to laugh and kind of lighten up their days and maybe not take themselves so seriously. So it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. It's good to hear from you again. I remember those days in Glendale.
Yes.
The KKLA building, yes.
Yeah, it was good fun. Well, I wanted to bring you on because, again, typical of your heart and your purpose, you're planning on helping Afghanis who are fleeing Kabul acclimate to the U.S. Tell our audience about this.
Yes, you know, I've been doing comedy for many, many, many years. In 2009, there were a lot of Iraqi refugees leaving, you know, the war in Iraq and coming to Orange County, California, which is Southern California. And, you know, they didn't speak English. They didn't know what to do. I mean, they were given a, you know, they were rented by the government, brought in here, given an apartment, and that's it. So, we said, well, we speak their language, and we, that's an opportunity to share Jesus with them because, mm-hmm. you know, we used to send missionaries out, you know, our country used to send a lot of missionaries out. Sometimes because of this wars, they can't. So God is bringing them to us. So we started helping them, giving them free furniture, like asking, hey, Bill, do you have an extra couch that you're throwing away? Mm-hmm. Call me if you have an extra couch. And they, you call me, then we take that couch and we give it to a family. And we started doing that as free, you know, just free furniture. And then we found out they need to learn English. So we started, we took a small class in a church and we started doing ESL. And just God just decided to bless it, and it grew, and then we had to get our own building, and getting four classes of ESL, and then teaching, you know, the women wanted to come and learn English, so we're teaching them English, we're using biblical stories, and you know, just, and other things to help them, like learning about the country and how to be a good citizen. And then we found out their kids, you know, they need care. So we started the daycare, and it's all free. We now, you know, we never received money from the government, so we don't have mm-hmm. to limit sharing about the Lord. And just as God opened the door right now, in 2021, mm-hmm. We served over 1,500 families, and we have 6 or 7 staff, and just God sent the money through little donations and other donations, and we don't own the building. We're renting a building from a church, and mm-hmm. and in 2012, the Afghani started coming, and they're different because the men spoke English because they were translators for our military. But the right. women didn't. So we mostly got the wives and the children. We helped the men find jobs. They fill out resumes, learn how to use computers, and then get them. The goal is to, Bill, is to assimilate people in the system instead of just mm-hmm. having their little Kabul or little Baghdad.
Right.
Is to be able to take these people, have them assimilate, and then hopefully find a church that will adopt a family, and then move them somewhere, you know, away from our central location here. So that's
what, yeah. Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was just going to ask you how the people, how have they been responding? Because, you know, when you, boy, it's so tragic. You know, you think about it, you know, being relocated from your home country. I mean, thousands of miles away, you know, from friends and neighbors, people that you knew, a culture that you were very comfortable with. And you come here to the United States of America, and it's probably so shocking for them on the surface. But, you know, what you are showing them is what Jesus exampled. And that is, you know, to be a servant of all. And they're probably more shocked by that, you know, because that you're welcoming and that you're demonstrating to them the practicality of the gospel message, are you not?
Yes, because, you know, I experienced that when I left. You know, I was born in the Holy Land. That's how I got the name Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Nazareth, and then it's a family tradition. I feel sorry for my brother Waikiki, Albuquerque, and my sister Buffalo. But when I moved here, and it was a complete shock. But you know what, Bill? People coming here with the knowledge that this is a better life for them. This is going to be a better life. You know, a lot of young people right now don't understand this is still the greatest nation. I mean, as much as we're having division and stuff, this is still a great nation. And throughout my comedy, I always remind people of that. So when these people, yeah, they're shocked. How do they react to us? You know, let's say, Bill, you come in with your family, you have to leave the U.S., and now you're ending up in Uzbekistan, for example. You don't speak the language, but you're a very educated person, and your wife had a job, and you guys are doing good, but you don't speak the language. So right there, you have no help. So you know, the government gives you an apartment, and there's nothing in it. So someone knocks on your door and sees that your kid's sleeping on a cardboard box because, wait, I'll be right back. And they go and bring a mattress, bring a little fridge, and bring you groceries and give it to you and say, hey, here's for you. You don't have to speak the language to know this person really is showing me love.
Exactly.
And then they ask you why you do this. Well, every time we serve a family, we give them a Bible and that Jesus. So, and it's just, and not once, Bill, we had someone said, I don't want this, or I don't want to hear about your faith. We never, I told my staff, I said staff, well, I'm the chairman of the board, co-founder, but I'm not involved daily. In the pandemic, I used to, you know, a couple times a week, just go and deliver food to families, you know, 40 pounds of food to each family. And some of those families were Afghani families. So what I'm saying is the staff that we know, we don't say, you don't mention anything, you don't witness unless they ask you. And until they ask you, because they all do, why do you do this?
Yes,
and they
exactly.
know it's not the government. It's why do you do this? Because you said, and you know, when you show the love of Jesus to people and meet their needs, you know, they're very open. Nobody fights you when you're helping them and helping their kids.
And I got to imagine when they are somewhat, alone, it's probably a little bit easier to sit down and reason with them and not have to. It's not like you're trying to convert them. And, you know, they have their Muslim beliefs and upbringing and that sort of thing. But as you say, when you meet their need, that's quite the door opener, because what you're doing is that you're not meeting their need in the name of Nazareth. You're meeting their need in the name of Jesus Christ himself, are you not?
Yes, and plus, Bill, you know, when they come, almost every family we serve, they come. We serve some Yazidis and some Baha'is and stuff, but most of them are Muslims. And when they come, you know, if they, most of them are, what do you call it? They're secular. They're not very religious. And also in their culture, let's say you're a Muslim and you decide to become a Christian, you're going to be hated, rejected, or killed in your land. But if you're here and there's nobody around you and nobody knows who you are, then they're more open. I love the way how the Lord is orchestrating that. So they're more open, and then they learn things about Jesus they never learned over there. You know, they thought he was just a good prophet, but when you find out he is God, he's the Lord, he's the Savior, he's all that. That's when, and you know, the Word of God never comes back void, and the gospel is powerful. So people always ask me, what's your success rate with them? I go 100%. So what do you mean? I said, everyone that walks into our center, or we help, or we serve, they hear the good news of Jesus, and when they hear it, it's the Holy Spirit's job now. I'm off the hook.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit that.
Yeah, go blame it on God. Leave me alone. We're talking with comedian Nazareth, and we've got more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking with the comedian Nazareth. Yeah, and he's got all kinds of funny stories to share with us. But before we get too deep in it, of course, talking also about his ministry. And here's Nazareth's heart. I mean, he's immediately sees a need, and this has been his heart from day one. And, of course, you know, we have Afghanis coming into the country, a lot of mixed emotions in light of migrants coming in from the south. And, I mean, this is a true crisis that the Afghani people are going through. And we've been talking a lot about the heartbreak and watching, you know, Nazareth, I mean, you watch people that are so desperate to live and to hold on to their lives that they know that they have to abandon their country. And you see these people hanging on to an airplane as it's departing and they fall to their inevitable death. You know, this is humanity. These are our fellow human beings, yes. You know, that we're sharing life with, and we see this happening to them. Women who were getting a taste of freedom, being able to drive and be educated, are now being burkarized, so to speak. They're wearing burkas. They're all falling, yes, forced to comply with Sharia or else. The brutality that is taking place that, you know, is part of the Taliban oppressive maneuvers and control. You know, model that they exercise all the time, and we know what's going to happen here. And yet, and at the same time, we know that there are thousands of Americans that are yet to get out of country. And I don't know if we're going to hit that deadline. And I'm just praying, I know as you are, that God, the Lord of Heaven's armies, will come down and surround and protect, you know, protect these people, Americans and Afghanis alike. But meanwhile, we got Afghanis coming here, and you, along with your ministry, you've always been a part of the solution. You say, look, we got people coming here that need to assimilate or need to understand what's going on, whether it's furniture, food, just somebody maybe who can't even speak the language, but it's just there to offer a smile and some support goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yes, and they do. I mean, like 5 days a week, they come to the center, they learn English, they learn, you know, how to do a resume, how to apply for a job, how to take the bus, how to drive. I mean, God just opened the door wide for this. When we started this in 2009, we thought we were just going to help families get furniture a little bit. But now, just to see what the Lord is doing, and we've, as far as Afghanis, we've served over 109 families since 2012. And this last, probably this last year, since October of last year, we had about 28 families that we have. And to serve a family, it takes 3 years to get them to where they're, you know, they're dependent on themselves, they got the job, they're working, they know how to speak the language a little bit, they know how to communicate and to assimilate. And we teach them about what a great nation we live in and all that. So it's just wonderful to see the result, to see the kids, you know, that we, you know, we help them get them into school. And once that, once the kids are in school, then they become the translator for their parents.
For the parents, exactly. Exactly. How rewarding for you and your staff, Nazareth, because this is the blessing of giving. You know, the Bible tells us better to give than to receive.
You're right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It is a blessing. I tell, you know, sometimes when I go, and again, as I said, the first 4 years of starting this ministry, I had to make the decision. I said, okay, Lord, I'm on tour as a comedian. I'm busy, but I'm going to donate that time to, because I made a commitment to the Lord. I said, I'll never make a penny from Voice of Refugees. That's the name of the ministry. I said, you bless my comedy. I'll take care of this. The first 4 years, I focused so much time on it. And then I said, well, I can't. I'm a comedian. I'm called to be a comedian. I'm called to share Jesus through comedy. So I hired an executive director, you know, that will take this full time. And right now we have an executive director who's doing a great job. He runs the staff. He does everything. We used to deliver food during the pandemic, $400,000 worth of food. And, every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 4 days a week, we were delivering food. Right now we're back to one day a week and people can still come and pick up whatever fresh food, meat, everything. They can come to our center and get it for free.
So,
it's rewarding. It's very rewarding to see what the Lord, especially when they start changing their words from your God to, what does the Lord say about this? I'm like, there we go.
God's redemptive plan. I know for some people, when they hear comedy and Jesus in the same sentence, it causes them to pause a little bit, but they don't realize that Jesus, was humorous. I mean, he was, after all, fully man, yet fully God, but he had a sense of humor. I mean, after all, here he is. He's going to sacrifice his life, and he sees these knuckleheads, you know, us, and just shaking his head going, they don't get it. I mean, here they are worried about, the speck in their brother's eye, but they can't see this 2x4 that's coming out their head, you know?
You're right. You know, it's so funny you said that, because this last Sunday I taught a sermon at a church services about the laughter of joy. And, we know that all things were created by the Lord Jesus. If you look at John 1 and you look at Colossians 1:18, you know, all things were created by him. Okay, if the Lord Jesus created us, he put in us this these glands in the brain, like the amygdala and others, where when you laugh, it secretes endorphin in your body. And endorphin is a feel-good hormone that God put in us. So God's idea was to make us laugh, you know. There's a time to weep and there's a time to laugh. Ecclesiastes.
Yes.
It's God's idea. Just as you're able to cry and feel pain, you're able to laugh and enjoy it, and it's good. Laughter is like Tylenol. It does not heal you. It does not cure your problem, but it takes the pain away so you can focus on other things. And I remember, Bill, long time ago, when I used to tell people I'm a comedian and I want to come to a church and do a comedy, they go, you're of the devil. And now, that many years later, God has allowed us to rent, you know, my other ministry is also called Laughter for All, where we rent a stadium or an arena in L.A. Our goal, our heart is for the state of California, because we believe if people come to know Christ in California, it will change the nation. So we start doing this free event at stadium. People come, they laugh for an hour and a half, and then I share the gospel with them, and they come forward to the field. They meet the local pastors, and they get disciples by them. So we've seen over 100,000 first-time commitments to Christ from our comedy shows all over the country or Germany. And so, yeah, God loves people so much that he will use even a comedian to share the good news. So
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked with a doctor, a cancer doctor, across the border down in Tijuana. And I think, let me see if I remember correctly, his facility is Oasis of Hope Hospital. And he reported that laughter was so significant, and to your point, is as far as a healing agency, that the effect is more powerful than any medication. And I recall years ago, I don't know if you remember the story about, I think it was a Washington Post editor, Mr. Cousins, who was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, Norman Cousins, yes.
Norman Cousins, right, exactly. And he said, hey, get that medicine away from me. Just bring me some vitamin C and every kind of comedy reel you can get me, from I Love Lucy to the Three Stooges, you know, the Marx Brothers, whatever. And the nurses would go by his room and they would just hear him. I mean, here's a guy, you know, he's got cancer and he's laid up in the hospital. He is laughing his head off. And, of course, his testimony was, was an incredible surprise to the medical profession, because through laughter, he was able to, overcome this death-defying experience with cancer.
Yeah, the book is called The Anatomy of an Illness, and he was able to reverse his disease. He found that for every 10 minutes of laughter, he got 2 hours of pain-free. And funny you mentioned the cancer doctor, because praise God, and this is the Lord, that in Orange County, California, there's several cancer treatment centers where they do chemotherapy. And they're playing my DVDs to the patient. So that's an honor.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Comedy is healing. Laughter, good laughter, good clean laughter can be healing.
Exactly. Well, you know, in Nazareth, you've experienced, just like other comedians, in this cancel culture environment where, you know, college campuses, they've lost their funny. They don't want people to come in and give comedy. I mean, and even comedians are going, you know, hey, we don't even want to be around you. You guys depress us. We can't even get funny and think about comedy in the midst of this black shroud of depression that you've leveled on your universities.
Exactly. You know, comedians were the jesters of the kingdom, and the jester was the only person allowed to come before the king, say whatever he wants without getting his head cut off. And because the king found out that through the joking and the comedy, he would know what's going on in his kingdom. Same thing with comedians. When you hear comedians, you know what's going on in the culture. And when you get those that have no experience in life trying to cancel you, because it's not something that offended them, but they assumed it might offend someone somewhere. And really, comedians are getting sick of it, and it's going to turn around. It's not going to stick. We're not going to take it. Because, you know, we always say, listen, if there is malice in my comedy, then stop me, cancel me. If I'm saying something to be mean and racist and hateful and hurtful, then please stop me, cancel me. But if it's just done in laughter and joke and there's no malice in it, then you know what? Leave me alone. It's a free country. I have freedom of speech, and I'm not hurting anyone. And if you're assuming it's hurting someone, you know what? They let them come to me and tell me that, then I'll cut the bit off.
Well, exactly. Well, for you, Nazareth, your heart has always been to be a blessing because of who's blessed you, and you continue to pay it forward. Thank you so much for being with us. Always great to have you. Keep it funny. All right.
Want to know more
first,
about
we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you